said he wanted to fish, huh?
Yeah, they'd come out and fish before for the kids.
Boy, that's good sport. You just sit there and let the world spin.
Mm-hmm. If they buy it, I don't mind it. If they don't buy it, I get
yeah. Precious. I'm that way too, about an hour of that, if they don't bite, and I'm pretty tired there, of it.
I'm no good anyway, I guess this will be sitting down there anyway.
Well, what happened to Jeanette?
Oh, she just took cold, I think.
Oh.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she just took cold. It's pretty real heavy. And not very good.
Deb had her tonsils out last spring, I guess it was.
That's your oldest girl, then?
Yeah.
She's how old?
She's seven now.
She's seven.
I guess Jeanette's seven, too, isn't she?
Yeah, I believe she's...
We took her down to Oklahoma City, had the job done down there. It was quite easy.
Usually they don't have much trouble, but we was up to church last night, and the preacher got telling about when he had his out, he's working on the police force, and they said, oh, it wouldn't amount to anything. Took him out and let him stand around there a while and sent him on home. And just about the time he got home with them, where he started bleeding, he said, just started squirting both ways in there, from both sides,
goodness.
You know? And he got back down there, and they got in there and clamped him off, you know, and stopped it on him. But, you know, if he'd been out too far, he could have bled to death. Before
you bet. So. That's dismal stuff. Let's see if you, I think we started to talk about this when you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it just goes round and round and round and you know you can't keep it down.
What do you do?
No, somebody says, what's the matter with you? And you say,
about to throw up?
Yeah. And
regurgitate?
Yeah.
That's what birds do. Or vomit.
What would you say was the matter with you if that was there?
Well, nauseated is what I was trying to think of the other day. Now, my wife in the hospital, they say, well, the person is nauseated. I can't say it.
What did you say as a boy?
Oh, puke.
Yeah?
We puked.
Were you sick at your stomach?
Darn right. That's the sickest I can be, is be sick at my stomach.
That used to bother me as a boy. Well, it didn't really bother me. I was...
Some people throw up and don't bother me. When I get sick enough to throw up, I'm just sicker than a mule.
That's why I am now. When I was a kid, it didn't bother me a bit.
When I went out there, that's the only thing I'm worried about. I didn't worry about them operating on me or anything that way, or the after effects, but I it would be after effects. But a lot of times when they take that gas and come out, you know, if you've ever been around them, they just try to throw up and throw up and throw up, you know, and you know that's a strain.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A strain down here, or appendix strain either, you know. But I only done that twice, just a little bit. So I felt pretty lucky with it.
Yeah, I got a cough after I had my appendix out, and I thought I was just going to split one.
Yeah, that's hard on a person.
But I came through all right.
You lived over, huh? That's my first trip. I've never had my tonsils out, my appendix out, never was at a hospital, only just, you know, a little checkup or something like that. It could be worse, though.
Let's see, if children make a fuss and you tell them to be quiet, and they don't do it, you say, all right, now, if you don't be quiet, I'm going to...
Spank you, probably.
And if a fella comes to see a girl and brings her flowers and comes every night, you say he's...